on Sima Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So Rice Krispies are not so much rice anymore, and according to many, not so nice either.
No, well, as anyone who spends any time on social media will know, there's not much that unites South Africans across racial, gender and culture lines, but there does appear to be one issue which Mzansi does agree on, and that's that Kellogg's really, really, really shouldn't have messed with its Rice Krispies recipe.
Okay, what have they done?
Okay, so they've gone from Rice Krispies to actually multi-grain Krispies, but still kept the name Rice Krispies and the box that looks near identical. Mm-hmm. So as the rice content, it's actually rice flour, has reduced dramatically, and they've put in some corn and wheat flour, hence multigrain. And notably, the sugar content has gone from 9% in the old Rice Krispies to 21.7%.
Whoa.
So it's a lot more than double. And even children, if you look at the comments, are complaining that it's too sweet, so you must know. So a lot of moms, parents would give their children this as a less sugary breakfast cereal, right? They've also added a vanilla flavor. And apparently, I haven't tried this out myself, I must say that. Apparently, there's a lot of comments about the snap, crackle, and pop disappearing.
No,
so you
man.
Put your ear
so
to the bowl
the
and
it just goes
silent. Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
That is insane. How do you mess with something as iconic as this?
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying.
Especially at a time when we're trying to, we've got syntax.
We've got sugar tax. Exactly. There is a global shift towards lowering sugar, the sugar content in a lot of processed foods. So this
especially
does seem
since
to be
diabetes became the number one killer in the world.
So this does seem to be counter trend.
Yeah.
I did ask Kellogg's about the sugar issue, of course, and the response I got from the company's Director of Research, Nutrition and Technology, Kolile Mbata, said she said that the new vanilla Rice Krispies did have what she called a thin coating of sugar, and that was to enhance crispiness, she said. It was equivalent to 1.5 teaspoons per serving. She said, but we acknowledge that there is more room for improvement by way of both consumer education as well as our ongoing commitments to make our products better and to meet consumer needs. It's classic corporate speak, but a lot of the Rice Krispies fans are saying, well, why did you fix what didn't need fixing?
Yeah.
You know, who asked for this?
So what sort of things are the people saying on their Facebook page?
Okay, hundreds of comments there. Here's a taste. It's not so sweet. I bought two boxes and my son hates them, said Guguletu Zungu. And it's shady how you guys just put them there on the shelf like they are the originals because the vanilla flavor wording is so small and unnoticeable.
Oh, you brought a box with you.
Yeah, I did.
I can't even see the vanilla.
It's at the bottom there, that green box.
Oh, okay.
She says, please stop production and return the original Rice Krispies. Mohammed Seda said, what were you thinking? Epic fail. You were just destroying a strong household brand. My four-year-old nephew now refuses to have the new product. Andre Buerta said, Kellogg's, please fire your research team as they clearly have no clue what they are doing. Secondly, count the complaints versus the compliments on your Facebook page and do the math. You don't need a degree to understand that you messed up. Cut your losses, apologize, and bring back the old recipe. So
you
not very subtle.
Yeah, you know, but the name right. You can't mess with Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies was perfect.
Well, if you were right. Yeah, exactly. That's what people are saying. Mm. I have not seen South African consumers this cross about a product change since Unilever messed with its Sunlight dishwashing liquid bottle more than 10 years ago now, turning it upside down and putting a funny nozzle on it. They also claim to have done research in that case, and consumers were having none of it. Yeah.
So was any consumer research actually done before making this quite radical change, not least of all the sugar from 7 to 21%?
21.7%, yeah. Apparently, yes. Mbata told me that the new vanilla Rice Krispies were indeed tested on consumers first. The test group apparently included both existing Rice Krispies consumers and those who had lapsed or had never consumed it, all of them mothers and children, she said. While we understand that there are differences in everyone's taste, the results from this market research indicated that the Rice Krispies vanilla concept and food was significantly liked by all consumers, she said. Well, go figure, because their Facebook page is saying something completely different. The move from a single grain, that's rice formula, to multi-grains allowed Kellogg's to source all their major ingredients ingredients locally, she said, whereas previously we imported all the main ingredients.
Yeah, I understand that argument, but it's...
The price should have gone down then, don't you think? Anyway, another point. The new recipe also contains 9 vitamins and iron, which deliver better nutritional benefits. She said, I think the old box claimed that there were 6 vitamins and minerals, but whatever. At first, Kellogg's responded to every negative Facebook review with a cheery, thanks for getting in touch. We appreciate your valuable feedback! Exclamation mark. And then later the stock response this week changed to, we are sorry to hear that. We are grateful and indebted to our customers that have supported our products and hope that our numerous other products will continue to bring joy to you and your family. So I don't know, maybe that's saying, well, you might have to give up on Rice Krispies now, but maybe you can find something else on our stable that you like. In response to me, to my media query, Mbatha said that in order to improve consumer awareness of this new Rice Krispies vanilla, the company would be conducting sampling in stores and expanding the sample base over the coming months. I'm not entirely sure what that means.
So, between you and me, and as a consumer journalist, do you think they'll do a turnaround and bring back the original one?
It's hard to say. It very, very seldom does happen, Darren. But when consumer resistance is strong enough, it does. You need Unilever dropped its, I mean, it must have cost them millions to redesign the bottle. And I agree, I get that it's packaging versus contents, but it dropped its upside down bottle that it so loved very quickly. And that was before the days of social media, where people's discontent is a lot more public now than it was then. And as I said, that company also said that it did massive consumer research and everyone liked the upside down one. So it's hard to know really what goes on between market research and real life. But ongoing story to be continued.
And we will be watching this very closely. It's madness. You can't change it. I mean, it's like if they make an announcement just before Christmas that they're taking the pink biscuit out of the Christmas
box. I know, mutiny.
Can you imagine?
No, I know. And I must just say, it's Cocoa Pops and Strawberry Pops. The formula's also changed, but those were always sweet.
Unacceptable.
So, yeah.
Unacceptable. I'm raging.
Go on to Facebook. Add your
Can book. I rage on Facebook? Okay. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, the best way actually is on her Facebook page. There's a link there to the emails that you can send to Wendy from her Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer, all one word, on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Sarah.